stakeholders in elections, including the Electoral Commission and Uganda Human Rights Commission, have commended the media fraternity in West Nile for working together in a peaceful and harmonious manner in the just concluded 2026 general elections. Speaking during a half-day post-election dialogue organized by Sensitize Uganda in partnership with UHRC on Tuesday at Leshuba Hotel in Arua City, Josephine Angucha, the police spokesperson for West Nile, commended the media for exercising professionalism and working in close consultation with the security and other stakeholders during the elections. She says police made wide consultations before taking decisions on critical matters during the election process, which involved various actors and stakeholders, making the election process in West Nile to conclude peacefully.
Besides that, we also emphasized on the stakeholder engagement. As the police, we realized that we could not perform our roles well if we didn't engage other stakeholders timely. We had the Electoral Commission, which was one of the lead stakeholders in ensuring violence-free elections. Then we had the civil society organizations, the sister forces, the local leadership, even the political actors and the media fraternity. We had regular engagements with all these stakeholders to ensure that we harmonize issues timely before they escalated into violence or into bigger conflicts. We really embarked on conflict prevention, and it's the reason why we had generally peaceful elections in the country.
Former MP Kassiano Ezati appeals to the media to continue voicing issues pressing Ugandans in the political campaigns and electoral process and amplify the citizens' voices.
But this business of you coming out of elections, other people have run out of the country, others cannot even talk, they have to talk under their armpits, that is a reason for further problems in this country. So I really want to appeal to those of you who are our voices, those of us who cannot talk, those of us who have no opportunity to be heard, the press being our voice, but at the same time also be professional. I also know of you, the press, some of you, as you say, they are now, did you see every person who now has got a phone and takes a photograph the way Arigo is taking, also can call himself a journalist. I'm not doubting him, he's a very senior person in journalism. But I'm saying this now everywhere, through TikTok, through WhatsApp, you know, everywhere now.
Some journalists who participated in the dialogue raised concerns on security operatives and communities who are ignorant about the role of the media in the electoral process, leading to their abuse.
While the security forces, they depend on the level of their hierarchy. While these ones on high ranks, while they are being highly educated, they are constantly being educated on this kind of on how to behave with media. But there are those ones who are the lower, the private, the what, when it comes to ground, it's like they know nothing about the media and our role.
The political candidates have like militiamen, they have bodyguards who are well dressed in military fatigue. Now, my question is to the security, why should candidates be allowed to recruit militiamen who are like the bodyguards to these candidates, instead of this security personnel who are well professionally trained to be the ones to provide the security for the candidates?
One of the journalists we assigned in Obongi district, this journalist went to the community, but access to the talent center became a challenge. We have to pass through four security checks.
Osman Ezale, the returning officer of the Electoral Commission in Arua City, commended the media for exercising their roles and duties without facing challenges in his office.
Professionalism, of course, journalism are human beings. They engage with their activities with full rights and responsibilities, and being professional depends on the degree of the person, training, and me personally, I didn't have any problem with any person being a professional in Calvary for the electoral forces in the city. Maybe somewhere, I don't know, but generally, I think their work rate is good to us here in the West. Media houses that are private owned, and the West can also have mass influence on its operations. These are things, those are organizations or private things where East cannot take that you accommodate this person.
The post-election dialogue reflected on safety, security, and professionalism for journalists and media practitioners.